Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
School janitor falls to his knees after coworkers raise $10,000 so he won't have to walk to work. Written by Mel Johnson. While beloved school janitor Robert Reed never complained, he was taking 3 buses and walking 2 miles just to get to work every day. So his coworkers decided to surprise him with enough money to buy a car. And his emotional reaction is what makes this inspirational short story so powerful. Robert Reed is a school janitor at Farmington Elementary School in Germantown, Tennessee, and he takes pride in what he does. This building was built in 1975, so it takes a lot of work. It's a pleasure to do the job, he says. Robert's upbeat attitude and strong work ethic has endeared him to the students and teachers alike. He works hard to keep the school shipshape for them. No job's too big or too small, he says. I want to make a safe, clean, sanitized environment for the students. As if the excellent work he does on the clock wasn't enough, the 60-year-old school janitor proved his dedication by the lengths he'd go each and every day to get to his job. Without a vehicle of his own, Robert had to take 3 buses and walk 2 miles in order to get to the school. So, while he would clock out at 3 p.m., most nights his commute didn't have him home until 7 p.m. Folks couldn't believe it when they found out how far the school janitor traveled each day just to come to work. But for Mr. Robert, these challenges never dampened his spirits. It was all worth it to work with his Farmington family. It's a joy to work here. Joy, pure joy, he tearfully explained. Everyone knew the school janitor was saving up for a truck, and his fellow colleagues at the school decided to help him speed up the process. One of the teachers set up a GoFundMe fundraising page for Mr. Robert. In less than a day, the donations hit $7,000. And by the end of the donation period, the school had raised $10,000 total to help Robert Reed get his truck. Everyone gathered together to surprise their favorite school janitor with an incredible act of kindness. And his emotional reaction was truly touching. Walmart employee returns lost wallet full of cash and is bewildered when police show up. Written by Mel Johnson. When 14-year Walmart employee Rebecca Brown found a wallet full of cash, she didn't hesitate to do the right thing. So it came as a surprise to her when the police and a news crew showed up later. But in this inspirational short story, they were all there to thank Rebecca for her real-life act of kindness. We all know the feeling of losing our wallet. So Alicia Evans was beside herself when she got home and realized her wallet full of cash had gone missing somewhere in Walmart. The average American is living paycheck to paycheck, and for Alicia, it was no different. Inside her lost wallet was $500, her final payment for her month's rent. When Alicia got home and realized the wallet was gone, she jumped back in her car and rushed back to Walmart. Deputy Petersburg Police Chief Travis Christian was in the parking lot when the frantic customer returned. "Why is she driving so fast through the parking lot?" he wondered. But then Alicia jumped out and ran over to the officer. She was visibly upset, telling him how she'd lost her wallet full of cash inside the store. "She's explaining to me she had fallen on some hard times," Deputy Chief Christian called. Naturally, Alicia feared the worst. In these days and times, plenty of people would simply pocket a wallet full of cash if they found it. But not Rebecca Brown. God had a guardian angel looking out for Alicia Evans that day. It was 14-year Walmart employee Rebecca Brown who spotted the lost wallet on the sidewalk during her 15-minute break. And she knew just what to do. Rebecca immediately took the wallet full of cash to customer service. So by the time Deputy Chief Christian and a panicked Alicia Evans came looking, the wallet was already safe and sound. "They told me a lady named Miss Rebecca turned in my wallet," Alicia recalled. For Alicia, the act of kindness was a true blessing and a huge relief. But to the kind-hearted Rebecca Brown, it was just the right thing to do. "I would want somebody to do the same thing for me," she said. So when a news crew and the police returned to Walmart asking for Rebecca, she looked confused. But these folks were here to honor Alicia's guardian angel for her honesty and kindness when finding the wallet full of cash. Petersburg Police Chief Kenneth Miller presented Rebecca with a Community Class Act Award, and a local news anchor, Wayne Coville, thanked her with flowers and a gift card to help her with her medical bills. The Untold Story of an Incredible Miracle That Took Place Right Before the Titanic Sank, written by Aaron Brown. We've all heard the tragic story of how the unsinkable luxury ship, the Titanic, met its fate. But I have never heard this story before. This is the incredible untold Titanic story of one heroic passenger and how even in the face of the unthinkable, miracles can happen.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
On April 15, 1912, the Titanic left its port in Ireland. It set sail for arrival in New York City with 2,200 passengers. Sadly, only 700 would ultimately reach their destination. The ship collided with an iceberg, spelling doom for many passengers. More than a century has passed since that time, but there's a story about that day that must be told, and it's a story many people haven't heard. Most people are familiar with the sinking of the Titanic. It's been the subject of numerous best-selling books and a blockbuster movie. But one survivor's little-known story of a stranger swimming toward him in those dark, icy waters is nothing short of a miracle. Reverend John Harper, a citizen of Scotland, was one of the passengers that day. He was accompanied by his daughter and sister. When tragedy struck, he quickly jumped into action to make sure they were safely aboard a lifeboat before he set out on his next task. He began evangelizing to those left on the sinking vessel. Before long, he and more than 1,500 passengers were plunged into the freezing ocean waters. Reverend John Harper, equipped with a life jacket, continued evangelizing in the dark night. He started swimming up to people to see who he may be able to help. According to the Reverend's church, Reverend Harper swam up to one man and asked if he was saved. The man said he wasn't, and the Reverend gave him his own life vest, saying, "Here then, you need this more than I do." How incredible is that? While people that evening were fighting and bribing their way onto lifeboats, here was one man who just gave away his last shot at his own survival. But the story doesn't end there. The Reverend continued to swim from person to person, offering help and proclaiming that Jesus was Lord. The story goes that the Reverend encountered once again the man to whom he'd given his life vest, but this time he was able to lead the young man to Christ. Sadly, this would be the last act of kindness the Reverend would be able to carry out. Weakened and numbed by the cold water, he drew his last breath, saying, "Believe in the name of the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." The young man was miraculously saved that night in more ways than one. He was one of only 6 passengers who went into the water that night and lived to tell about it. And what a story he had to tell! Reverend John Harper and his amazingly selfless and kind acts remind us that love is possible in even the most dire of circumstances. His life was on the line and sadly lost, but he still found ways to love others in his final moments. As we go about our daily lives, holding on to our own safety so securely, surely we can take moments to inconvenience ourselves to help others. There's a Christ-like love that is possible within us if we allow.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.